Derek Tokos, Community Development. Today's a meeting of the Nye Beach Parking District Advisory Committee, April 12th, 2011. Just pass this around if you guys can all just kind of say who's here.
Wendy Engler.
Kathy Cleary.
Linda Neugebauer.
Doug Fitz.
Well, what I had for this morning was just to share with you the projects that I've given David Marshall, our finance director, for inclusion in the budget for parking district projects, and then talk a little bit about the budget calendar and opportunities for you guys to attend the budget committee meetings and make your case. Then I wanted to talk to you briefly about collections of the business license surcharges to date. And then I'm happy to talk about anything else that you guys want to talk about, because I wasn't sure exactly where you were at. And Meredith did share with me, I do have your priority list of projects and cost estimates that had been prepared, and I did a little bit more so that I could submit the actual budget information. So what you'll get is on this list is what submitted for Nye Beach and for City Center. Those are the two districts we have at this point. Just pass this along. So there are three projects that are included for Nye Beach. One would be installation of timed parking signs on portions of Coast, Beach, and 3rd Street, which was your, understood was your second priority project. Your top priority, which would be pavement striping, is not in here because the assumption at this point is that this is going to address through the city's normal maintenance schedule. Therefore, we're not budgeting extra funds for that at this time out of the parking districts. I have talked to Public Works and understand that they do expect to get to some of this next year. I think additional work will be needed to coordinate with them so that when they get to a position where they're going to be doing the striping work, they'll know kind of what needs to be done and if changes need to be made out there. So that kind of coordination will need to happen. But
so they won't do all of Coast or anything? It'll be done in phases? Is that what you're thinking?
I think it'll be done in phases. I don't know that they'll get all of it in one fell swoop. I guess the there are two approaches. You'll see kind of what City Center chose to do. We either work within the city's kind of normal maintenance schedule, or we can put a budget together that we would contract the services to a third party to do the work. I mean, that's really kind of the two approaches we can do. So my assumption is we'll try to tackle this one through the city's maintenance schedule, since they've indicated that they do expect to get to these areas in some fashion next year. So it'll be a matter of just coordinating with them to get as much of this done as possible next year.
And when you say next year, that's from July 1?
July 1, yeah, next fiscal year.
Well, and some of these areas are beyond what they've been striping already, and that's why we made such a detailed list.
Right.
Because
and they're aware of that.
Okay.
We talked to them about that. They're aware of the side streets and that
and all the way up to Nye on 3rd. And
right. And they did not make guarantees that they'd get all of this, but they did say that they do expect to get a number of these streets next year, and so it's coordination.
Will they contact us when they're going to do that? Or do we need to kind of...
I can coordinate with Public Works.
And let you guys know.
Because if they don't have the funds to do all of this, couldn't part of it, to make sure that this gets done, come out of the parking district funding that we're collecting through? And that's kind of the idea.
If that's you know, the way you guys want to approach it, I could talk to Public Works and sit down and try to figure out how much of this they're prepared to do, and then try to parse out of that a project. And get it into the budget.
Yeah, you'd be sitting there another year without anything.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea to
Yeah, figure out what they're
augment,
going to do.
Yeah, just yeah. say, okay, what can you do, and then augment so we can get that done.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that because our whole committee is about trying to make mm-hmm. changes that all the participants in the parking district yeah. can see.
Well, you're not talking that much money to yeah. to do that.
No.
No, I wouldn't think.
No.
And that is a really important part of it.
Yeah. And that's our number one priority,
mm-hmm. so getting our parking spots figured out.
Okay. I'll talk to Public Works and see if we can't. But, and how are these estimates prepared, again, in terms of the estimated spaces? Did somebody, did you guys walk that?
Mm-hmm.
And,
I think Meredith did the estimated spaces.
Mm-hmm. For you guys? Okay,
yes.
So she should have used our
your numbers.
Parallel parking dimensions.
Did, yes.
Well, she didn't, though. It was more of an eyeball. She didn't measure them. She guesstimated.
Okay.
So I would say plus or minus 10% probably.
Okay.
So there are a couple different standards that can be used for parallel parking spaces, aren't there?
We should have a standard. I believe we have a standard in our parking code for parallel parking mm-hmm. spaces in terms of the dimensions, size,
mm-hmm.
which provides, ensures there's enough area for vehicles to actually get in and out when all of the spaces are being utilized. And that's what we would want Public Works to use, would be those kind of standard space mm-hmm. sizes. But I can talk to him about pinning down exactly what they can do. Getting a commitment out of that is tough, but I'll do what I can.
That is yeah. our number one priority, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we feel very strongly about that.
So the projects that are in here right now would be the timed parking signs on portions of Coast, Beach, and Third. Completion of sidewalks along Third. And that's going to be about $68,000 to do that, and that's at about $35 per lineal foot, which is a reasonable number to use. And I went out and looked it over and then measured it.
Is that to Northwest Nye?
That's going to take it all the way to the highway.
How do you do that along the sewer plant when it drops straight off next to the street?
The sewer plant? I'm sorry.
Well, the old sewer plant.
Yeah, where the fire.
The volunteer the, fire.
Yeah.
Essentially on Third.
It's right here. Now, when you go along here, that's a straight drop-off right
yeah.
next to the... See, here's Nye here, 101. Yeah, I don't know.
I thought we had enough room there when I drove by it, but...
I don't think so. The people park on that side of the street. If you take away the parking...
Well, you'd have to
yeah,
run the sidewalk out into
yeah,
the parking.
Yeah, it'd be in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
parallel
they'd
on
that
the ball. North side and diagonal on the south side of that street.
Yeah.
Well... I guess my question to you guys is, how important is it that that stretch of sidewalk be constructed in that location?
There is a sidewalk partially
on the south side.
Yeah, they could go down the south side. Mm-hmm. It's partially there. Well, actually, it goes to Nye, and then they could jump over to that other side.
You know, the number I used on lineal feet will probably, because this is relatively flat down here, would probably cover some retaining wall work, but if it got to be... real extensive, then that's going to put
that's
it outside the budget.
About, that goes straight down. You're going to have to.
So my thought was, you know, with that number is that's a pretty good number for sidewalk planning purposes. And then just if we can't get it all done, we can't get it all done. But it's going to do most of that.
Uh-huh.
If there were sidewalk on the north side until Nye, and make sure that there are crosswalks marked,
yeah,
so people. Mm-hmm. Can cross and then
it's a
cross.
Four-way stop.
There. Right, it is a four-way stop. That mm-hmm. that's a nice, safe intersection.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Now, what we talked about too was putting some decorative lighting when that sidewalk goes in, and
that's project three.
Project three.
Okay.
That's the $14,000. That would be for 8 decorative lights.
No, that's on the south side of the street. I'm talking on the north side of the street on the sidewalk, because we're not putting a sidewalk on the south side of the street. It's just the decorative lighting so people can park
well, that
and see.
Be
but
for
we
a walk,
talked
though.
About putting
like
bollards.
Ballers.
Yeah. Right. And they never did send anything on the streetlights or the bollards. Uh-huh. Shakespeare never did.
So. This would be putting in sidewalk on the south side of Third. There's a fair amount of sidewalk that would need to go in on the south side.
On the south side?
Yep.
Up to...
You've got a couple of blocks, more or less, right there from...
The sidewalk goes to there.
And you don't have anything
there's
here.
There's nothing from here to down to...
is that Brook?
Yeah. And then this is a steep cliff going straight up the bank there. I mean, it could be excavated. That's no problem.
But you need a retaining wall because
you'd have to have something.
The guys from Roden Driveway, I had them come out because we were really committed to getting a sidewalk up there. And he said, you're going to have to build a retaining wall on all of it.
Yeah.
And so that's when we said,
the north side.
But the decorative the light post up there would work out fine, and the PUD came out, and that's where we got that estimate, was from the PUD.
And how much is that?
It's 14,000. And it'll run, that would be for
that's
eight,
the decorative lighting.
Eight mm-hmm. decorative lights on the south side of Third.
Yeah.
But we were talking about doing the sidewalk.
You would need a sidewalk
on
this side if you're going to have one on the north side.
And in the cost
the thought was to complete it on both sides. All the way up. Yeah. All the way up, yeah.
Oh.
That's what I thought you guys were.
We were talking about sidewalk on the north side.
Right.
Yeah, Roden Driveway, you said. Right, we're going to put up a retaining wall. I mean, the cost
triple
would just
cost.
Be
oh, it's
astounding.
That goes way up there, and
it does.
Slough off all the time.
Yeah.
And so that's why we said, okay, sidewalks on the north side, and we were going to try to put in some lighted bollards to make it really inviting to get people to walk up that side of the street. And Doug, you have some electrical stuff, don't you, outside the trailer park? Didn't you say you have some kind of...
I put a 2-inch conduit in for the communication lines, and they never did put them underground. But when I had that all open and put sprinkler system in, I put them in from Herbert up to the entrance. And you got all that old, it's all Charter cable stuff that's hanging around there. And I don't know if they're ever going to go underground or not.
Well, I think the thing, maybe we could rattle Shakespeare's cage and then also get the... PUD to come back out if we're going to put that sidewalk in, because I've talked to the PUD. I can't think of the guy's name right now, but anyway, that was like a phase two with the PUD. The phase one was the streetlights on the south side.
On the south side.
And phase two was going to be
the bollard light.
Yeah, because they have to do some work to put those streetlights in. They have to do some work on Olive and
if the sidewalk's six. Going in on the north side. Should the lights go in at that same time, though?
Yes.
Otherwise, it costs double.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's got to be done at the same time, coordinated with the sidewalk.
Yeah, I was working off the notes that had...
why don't you take that money you figured putting on the sidewalk on the south side and apply that to the lighting on the north side?
Well, I'd need a quote from PUD if they're going to do it. And the bollards, what kind of bollards were you thinking about?
Bollards that coordinate with the decorative light poles, like
they're the same style.
A lighted bollard,
like the ones at Don Davis.
Yeah,
that's
but
one
different style.
That hold up, yeah. But
did you guys have a spec sheet or stuff?
That's what Doug
that's
was
what we
working on.
Yeah, those are Shakespeare poles down there, and they changed in the middle of the stream one time and went with Shakespeare. And I tried to get a catalog out of them so we can match those identical poles, because they do make a bollard, a short 4-foot bollard, that matches kind of those same lights to keep it the same decor.
Okay.
And so it's just a matter of getting that, but we figured around $1,500 is what they were saying on that one, but that's way too much.
That's per bollard?
Per bollard,
yeah.
That's
and
a lot.
Realistically, $750-$800 is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, because we'd have to pay for those. They wouldn't. Right. The PUD would not approach it the same way as they do the poles.
Right. Yeah.
Those poles are their standard inventory type poles, and so they allow that to be
cost
averaged over a 5-year period.
Didn't they say that they weren't going to mess with the poles? They wanted that. They wanted somebody else to take care of the poles. They would put in the power for them.
I think they'll do the light. You mean on the south side?
To furnish the light poles on the south side. Yeah. The poles.
They'll manage them the same way as the rest of them if we pay.
But we had to pay for the poles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the way they handle the poles that are in their inventory, though, which would be, is that it goes into our monthly utility cost. So they the $378.76 a month. And that's the concept is that we would keep those poles in place at least 5 years, and they'd get their money out of those poles at that point. Mm-hmm. Which they'll do for what they have in their standard inventory. But if we want to do something specialized like we did on Bayfront, we're doing on Green Science Drive, we got to pay the pole costs up front.
Yeah. Well, these would be identical to the ones that are down there, the poles.
Yeah, but I suspect they're going to be ballers, so we'd have to pay for those up front. Yeah. They're not going to do the cost.
Right. They don't do ballers.
No.
So we buy them. But we really want to set a precedent of having some lighted ballers that we can use at places to
well, it makes it much more
be more decorative and inviting. And so I can talk to Troy about it. And
that was the name.
Yeah, Troy. That's who I talked to.
And I believe also, he's talked with Greg Schecker, hasn't he, to go over this. I'm pretty sure he went over his proposal with Greg so that
Public Works is right
on board with this.
So what we're saying is we want the sidewalks done on the north side. Mm-hmm. And the bollard lighting on the north side. That would be our first want. And as far as the poles on the south side, that could be another phase.
Yeah, I think
well,
that's
first
right.
One's the striping, right?
No, I'm just talking about the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
Working on the
do
sidewalk.
Do the sidewalk and do the bollards where that sidewalk is. So yes. It would be a nice completed project.
Or it has to be done at the same time as the sidewalk.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Whether you want the sidewalk or the pole lights first is the whole thing.
Well, I would have to run that by Troy because there was some messing around with the supply lines for the electrical supply lines that have to do with... See, we were thinking of that as the second phase because they've got to run some lines to get the street lights that I think would then connect with the bollard lighting.
So the street lights might have to come first and the sidewalks in the second year?
Maybe.
We are kind of running out of time for budget because I've got to get...
How much are the street lights?
The street lights are 14,000. Okay. And that would go all the way up to... that pretty much cover it. Because it went up past...
Well lit, yeah. So that might be the better thing to do it. Hold off on the sidewalks until the street lights are in and that power is accessed or whatever has to be done.
It's dark on that street.
It is really dark down there. Not a really safe place to walk.
No.
So that makes better sense. You make it safe and then pretty later.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But we've never had any idea what our budget is really though. I mean, in terms of what we can access from the parking fund. Because if we can access more money and then pay it back over the year.
You guys don't have to pay, you know, no, the parking fund is just going to get drawn down at some point. It'll just become, you know, right now it's about $360,000, but...
That'll do.
But it's, that's going to get, it could get controversial if you guys look for all of it because Bayfront will come on
the loop. Well, they should have part of it, too. I mean, we're just kind of being facetious.
Well, we got $100,000 anyway, divided between the three of us, so... Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to get us a number so that we can know? I mean, I know we have to go to City Council and request it and provide projects that we want to earmark for it, but can we get some, even a ballpark figure of what we could expect?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you've got $300,000 in there and you divide between three, you know you've got 100.
You've got at least 100.
I think they've been they'll take an approach more along the lines of, do you have a good project?
Well, project. No?
It's not formally that way. Okay. It's, you know, more informal.
If it's a quality project.
If it's a quality project, I mean, there's nothing in the parking fund rules that say it all has, you know, that has to be proportionally distributed. It's just...
Well, we're not putting an Art Deco in, so... I'd say ours are more practical than those. Yeah.
Well, our sidewalk goes, it fits in with the TSP plan. It's critical to get a sidewalk up there. If you go up and down, there are people with their kids and their strollers, everybody walking up and down in the middle of the street.
Why don't we ask for all three and see what they do?
Yeah, I think we ought to.
These three here?
Do the south lights would be the first priority, and then the second would be the sidewalk on the north.
And the bollards.
And the bollards. And put both of them in there. They may just say this would be a great thing to do at one time. And
yeah,
it really finishes
working.
Something off. Mm-hmm.
The bollards is a tough one because they don't have a number for that. And I'm not
we'll
sure
get one.
You had an idea the highest would be 15, and that's too much.
We'll get one.
Yeah, that's way too much. Yeah.
We'll get one.
I was trying to remember what week. We paid for those at Don Davis Park because those held up well. Mm-hmm. They were concrete.
Right.
Well, that was all donated too, so.
Mm-hmm. It would be really nice to have that one section.
Well, it would, and it would show well.
The bollards would be on the north side.
Yes.
But there would be decorative street lighting on the south side.
Right. Yes.
Do we need both?
Do we need both?
Really? Yeah.
Well, the bollards aren't going to give you the street lighting.
No,
you need.
They're going to light up their path lighting, essentially. Mm-hmm. With the bollards we're putting in on Marine Science Drive, we actually did a lighting plan to figure out where we needed them because we didn't put bollards in locations close to street lights because we're already getting the lighting from the street light.
What is the payoff to PUD on this for the city's portion per pole light? Because they're going to look at that too and what their operating costs are going to be.
The PUD's payoff on the
well,
pole?
No, the city's cost. What do they charge the city per, on an average throughout the town?
Because that increases the power cost every month.
Right. Because I know mine.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that. Because this
mine's $10 a month for a 250-watt.
This would be, well, at least with these decorative lights, it's $28.49 per light.
No, they figured in maintenance and, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's maintenance on the others, but they're just plain Jane. So they're getting, that's how they pay it back so fast.
But these numbers would all go up, too, in terms of just the installation work, the trenching work.
Maybe go back to the other thing. Just do them on the south side, see how much light is generated, and then decide if we want the bollards also.
Maybe given where we're at going into budget, it might be better to just try to go with get some the $68,000 budgeted for sidewalk work, get as much as can be done, focus on the south side or north side, whichever. But
you don't want to tear up the sidewalk to put bollards in.
The bases could be put in for the bollards
right.
when the sidewalk is in, and hold off on the bollards till later. But there would have to be some sort of something put there so people aren't tripping over the anchor bolts. That would be the only thing. But the piping could be put in.
That makes good sense.
So.
Yeah. If you're down there at night and...
Well, we don't have street lights now, so we can't use it as an example. You know, no.
Well, there is a Cobra. There's a couple Cobra lights, and we're going to replace those with the decorative lighting. So those put out a lot of light. The Cobra lights do. But... the thing is, I mean, we wanted that sidewalk on the south side, and then
that just didn't
work. So, yeah.
Well, that's why I'm concerned along the sewer plant there. They put a bunch of fill and gravel in there just to maintain that bank.
You can't put street lights on the north side rather than the south side.
They could be put on the north side.
And then not do bollards?
Well...
That would solve the whole problem. I mean, the bollards are decorative, but if you want to look
they
at practicality, you've got lighting for the street and the sidewalk. You have better lighting for the sidewalk with the pole lights on the sidewalk.
And it does bring attention to the sidewalk. Mm-hmm.
I guess we wanted people to park on the south side of 3rd, too, and it's why we were thinking of putting the street lights
up
there.
If you park
there.
On the south side,
well,
you're
parking
can't,
on both.
Yeah, you can't get out of your car on the right because you're right up to a bank. So you'd be getting out into the street and you'd have a lighting from the other side.
That might work. And then we could use the standard, the stanchion poles to match the ones that are on Nye Beach now, but could we do the downlighting instead of them? So the pole would be the same, but the light would be more efficient.
It would be no more efficient, but it wouldn't have the skylight.
Right, yeah.
This would be this is what they've included at this point.
So that's the same thing that's down there now?
Yeah.
And they haven't? There's no dark sky component.
They don't have that in their inventory at this point.
Well, at the point that happens, we can switch them all out if it's not real expensive.
It's expensive.
Okay.
And they were having problems with lamp life in it now.
Oh,
so
if they put
because of the heat.
Because of the heat, yeah.
If they come up with a fixture that's dark sky compliant, they could, but it would cost a fair amount. I mean, we're dark sky compliant down in Marine Science Drive. That was a city council policy.
And it was really expensive, if I remember.
Yep. Well, it's LED, too.
Yeah, it was at that meeting. Yeah.
So it was pricey, and we ended up having to retrofit because the stakeholders did not want to go LED per se, but the council did, so we had to go back and retrofit. And that's why we ended up with bollards down there. Yeah. It's the only way we could do LED in a cost-effective way for pet-scale lighting was with bollards. But the overall lighting package in Marine Science Drive is almost $900,000.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
It's a big chunk of change.
Huge. Well, I hope it's pretty efficient lighting.
Well, the poles, too, are expensive because it's the Bayfront style. Those are expensive poles, but they're heavy-duty. So, but, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's a payoff on the LED over 15 years or something like 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
Just don't get any solar power ones.
I would suggest or move that we look at sidewalks on the north side with the standard lighting, whatever the tall lights are, the pole lights.
These guys are a different one.
The ones that match the ones in Nye Beach now.
Mm-hmm.
The Shakespeare.
Which would be these.
Yeah, Shakespeare.
Okay, so I just need to talk to Troy about cost differences on running those lights on the north side of the street versus the south.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him a call.
It may be a little bit more because of what you were saying, the access, but we'll say we'll get it all done at one time, and it would sure make a nice look down there.
Well, you're going to eliminate half your labor.
Yeah.
By just keeping it on one side.
Right.
I'm inclined to leave the $68,000 alone for sidewalks. I can drag somebody from Public Works out there to take a look at that one area up here.
See if there's anything they can do.
But that would give us some cushion for doing.
Because the only way I see they could do that is drive some steel I-beams down there for support and put a form underneath it. It would be almost a freestanding sidewalk in that area.
But there's partial sidewalk on the south side in that block.
There,
so why not just drive across?
That's why I say go down the south side, jump over at that intersection, and then eliminate trying to make that along that. Because you get to this point, you've got the bulk plant here, and
you are going cars and trucks going in there across the driveway for the gas station.
That's what I'm saying. They're going in and out of there all the time. It'd be better to keep them on the south side.
Most people are going up to JC, it seems like. And then there's also right by, on the south side, is when the main pedestrian crosswalk across 101 is right there.
That's
right.
And so, why don't you want to do the south side instead of the north? Just curious.
Because
with the obstacles. I mean, this whole block from here down to here is all cliff from here to here.
You have to build retaining walls.
And then, in other words, you'd have to cut back in the bank first and then build a retaining wall, and that's up 30, 40 feet, clear up to the top of the, this is a hill right here, top of the hill.
If you want to have the Public Works take a look at it, we'd love to have it on the south side.
Sure, it'd be great on the south.
So your preference would be south, but you're concerned about cost.
Yeah.
I mean, is that fair?
Well, cost-wise, I don't think you can afford to have sidewalks on both sides at this point. That's why I think we need to do one and get it done. Unless you think you figure the 68 for both sides.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case.
But we can go out there and take a look at.
Then we'd say build it all on the south side, put the lighting in, and maybe hold the north side for another time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but when you get to that hillside, there goes your $68,000.
Yeah. Well, we'll go and just confirm that. Yeah. We can go out and confirm that.
Yeah.
And
take that'd be the thing to do, because that's...
But I guess
that
my question
would... also make parking a lot more reasonable on the south side, because you would be able to open your door onto a sidewalk instead of hitting the bank. Because right now, you can't get out on the passenger side if you park right up to the curb. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
There's right some, there's the, part of it that you could, yeah, but most of it
well,
not.
You'd be in the brush.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make it a lot more reasonable for parking, and it would look nicer. I don't know how expensive.
Okay.
But now think about the drainage coming down onto that sidewalk, like it does from Don Davis Park down the path to the beach. It's slimy and green all year long.
That's right, it gets no sun.
Yeah, and the south side on 3rd is the same way. Mm-hmm. So is the water going to leach out underneath
it
the retaining wall?
It freezes on that street.
Yes, so that could be a real safety issue, having it on the south side.
Well, remember originally what we wanted to do, the public access runs about 6 feet back on the slope on that south side. So we were just going to move the curb back so we could have diagonal parking along that south side and get more space and make it more inviting. But I had Road and Driveway come out, and they said, even if you're just going to move that curb back, you're going to have to put in retaining walls all along the whole thing, and it would be just astronomically expensive. So that's when we thought, okay, we won't try to move
and
that
And what
back.
You just said about but being the north side, it will get no sun. It'll be moldy. Mm-hmm. It'll be icy.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times that'll slough off on there, and then they have to bring the scooper down and scoop it off.
So if you're walking on that side, you're walking on ice and crap.
Which puts the city at risk, and the people.
Well, it's not as pleasant to walk over.
No,
you're in the
shade.
Yeah,
and it's.
Well, you've got a sidewalk from here down to here.
Most of it, and there was just one house right there that didn't have one. But yeah, so
here's your crosswalk on the south side of that intersection right there, so they could go straight on down, and then have a four-way crosswalk here, you know, painted, and you would eliminate two blocks. See, this is Lee Street that goes through here, and you eliminate two blocks.
Move the curb back, do the back, go back to the diagonal parking, and then you're not getting out.
That's true.
It's more parking,
yeah.
And you're not getting out. You could get out both sides, but... Well, Derek, could you just take a look at that slope if you're going to go out there with Public Works? Take a look at that and see what they think the possibilities are. But it is always, because that hill's so high, it's cold.
Yeah, never will get sun.
Yeah.
So your preference is south side. I'm trying to gel this. Your preference is south side, but if that's not doable cost-wise, do you shift everything to the north side and complete the north side?
What do we say north is our preference because of...
The south would be if it was drainage and there wasn't, if it could be like
clean and dry.
Yeah.
A retaining wall can be designed so that the drainage doesn't impact the surface of the walk. That can be designed that way, but you can't really do a whole lot about shadowing.
Right.
It's not there. It's, that sun never gets on that side of the street.
So if they took the bank back far enough to do that retaining wall, is that going to take out some of those trees? That would eliminate some of that shade?
No.
No?
No, it's not the trees, it's the bank.
It's the height of the bank.
Well, it's the height of the bank.
Yeah,
the
bank.
Oh, because it's very tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Like you said, what is it, 40 feet?
Yeah, probably at least that.
It's way up there.
Well, I think we should go with the north side sidewalk up to Nye Street and then over this year, because we should have that sidewalk there, even if we have one on the south side. We need that sidewalk. It's in the sun. People are always going to use it, and we need it there regardless of what happens on the south side.
You'd be eliminating this whole sidewalk here plus all of this from here
to
there if you went and just went from Herbert Street where it ends up to here to this intersection, and then this is already in except for the one section. So you'd save quite a bit. You see, by not having to do this whole section in this whole section.
So your thought is, Doug, is to do the north side here and then switch over and finish off the south side on this block.
Right, because all you're doing is one block here
and then one lot.
And one lot there instead of two blocks there and another two blocks or one block here.
And then the lighting would be where?
We put it on the north side.
All the way up? Or just up through here?
It wouldn't matter.
I need to look it up.
It would be easier to probably put it along here on this, on the north side, because this is already done here. You'd have to tear up sidewalks to put the lighting in. Or the other side, you'd go right along the edge of the curb.
Stop there on this, this part of the project.
Stop the lighting at Nye?
And the sidewalk.
To just do lighting from here to here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember where it stops at this point.
To Coast.
High Street. Yeah, all the way to Coast. We have a sidewalk.
You're going to go from Northwest Nye.
So do the lighting from here to here?
If we can get the sidewalk all the way to Coast, that's what we should do if it's just filling in a little thing. So then there's an actual completed sidewalk.
Sidewalk and lighting.
Derek, do you have, the TSP plan looked at these sidewalks, but I haven't.
Oh, I'm sure that this is in there.
And they had cost estimates for everything, which was a few years old, but.
Yep.
I don't remember that there was a sidewalk on the south side of Third Street in that TSP plan.
It's much more pleasant to walk the north side of Third than the south. If you have to walk by Nana's Pub, you end up in the garbage runoff.
Well, there's no sidewalks on either side on the park, but people always walk on that right side.
Yeah, that's in the sun.
And they could go either side.
It'd be really nice. It would make it a nice continuum.
But I think we should go up to Coast Highway. If there's a section by that.
Well, that would
be really nice. There's one or two houses that don't have.
Well, he's talking about filling those in.
Yeah, okay.
And continuous sidewalk from 101 to Nye, jump over Nye to Coast. Yeah.
That's what I've got right now from you guys, which is.
That's a good plan.
Finish, yeah.
And that directs people to the crosswalk, which is used across 101.
And then you want crosswalks in here.
Right, because that way they wouldn't have to. There's trucks coming in and out of that bulk station.
At Nye?
Yeah.
But also it'd be good to check the TSP plan. And that is on the website. So I'm going to check that. But I know it'd be interesting to see what they said. And there are cost estimates with that.
Yeah, that would be good. That's a very good start, though. And that is kind of our straight shot to Nye Beach.
Yes.
If people come down, it'd be very really inviting for people to see.
Yeah.
So what I have is complete the sidewalk on the north side to Nye Street, and then between Nye and 101, finish off the south side. Mm-hmm. Put in a crosswalk at Nye and 3rd, and talk to Troy about cost of extending decorative lighting from Coast to Nye on the north side of 3rd.
That's perfect.
Got it. And build in the bollard lighting, you know, have all the electricity run when they do the sidewalks, and then the bollards could be next year.
Well,
Kathy, we're talking about putting the pole lighting on them.
Pole lighting.
Oh, the pole lighting. Right. Yeah. Okay.
That way you've done everything, it's all done.
It's all done.
Yeah, so I'm assuming, yeah, no bollards at this point.
So, Derek, can you also just take a peek at the south side there? If about
feasibility.
You know, about, the thing was that if we could move that curb back, then we can put in diagonal parking on that side, which would make more parking and more inviting to people.
They could go ahead and just excavate, you know, take a little bit out, and just leave it alone and hope it doesn't slough. If it sloughs off, it's got a place to go. And just see if that would help for people parking, getting in and out of their car.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And leave the curb where it is. Oh, that's a good idea.
And then that way you can see if that hillside is going to keep. Well, I know it sloughs because we got big chunks roll off once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at that, and it's steep. I mean, there's a little section where you could do it, but then it gets really steep. And then
once you start scarfing that off, you don't have any root, that ivy in there to hold that.
That's right.
And what the worst problem you have is when it rains, and then we have a freeze. Mm-hmm. Well, it expands and it pops those chunks off.
Right.
That happens behind my park, too. Mm. The only thing, I've got ivy all over the whole works.
It kind of helps it a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll follow up on this piece.
But that's a good, that'd be really nice.
It would be.
Really nice.
Yeah. We like it.
Okay.
So, then getting back to how much we can ask for from the parking fund is, we didn't want to ask for too much, but I mean, sidewalks on 6th Street, I think, are really, really critical, too. I mean, people keep telling me, You know, when are you going to get sidewalks on 6th Street?
Because it's so tougher, dangerous. Yeah. My advice would be that try to work on that one as a next year project. I think we have narrow rights of way up there, mm-hmm. Which
that's
means
a narrow street.
So we'd be having to acquire right of way. That's going to take time. Just mapping that out.
Down where that inlet goes in for that drain pipe. That'd be the time to get your right of way.
Yes, it might all tie into the storm drain stuff.
Yeah.
What access to that, and not have to hassle those people.
What this proposal had would be that basically the parking signs would be paid for by the parking district. So that's $10,500. So that would come out of what you guys are collecting in terms of business license surcharges. The other two, the decorative lighting and the sidewalk work on 3rd, is going to come out of the parking fund. So you're looking at about $70,000 to $80,000.
Okay.
Now that number may change. Those numbers may change because I'm going to get a new quote from Troy from Central Lincoln for moving the decorative lighting to the north side. So that could shift that a little bit. And then just doing the sidewalk on the north and then south is going to reduce that number a bit, I suspect. But I've got to work in crosswalks because I did not include, that number included the ramps. But it didn't include the actual painted crosswalk, so I have to
add that. Why can't we put in on pavement striping right up in here, just add that to that? Crosswalks at 3rd and Nye.
Well, I've got to talk to Public Works and see how much of that painting they're prepared to do as part of a normal maintenance schedule versus having to break it out as a separate project.
Okay.
Which we may have to do anyway to get the whole thing done, as
yep.
we talked about before.
Yeah.
But realistically, if we're figuring out $100,000, I don't think we're out of asking for too much.
Yeah, I wouldn't shoot over 100, but 100 is probably.
But that's going to cover what we're talking about.
Should.
So, question on creating the crosswalks. Does that mean they have to put in the concrete, the ramp, the ADA ramp?
ADA ramps have to go in when we do the sidewalk work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it only has to be that ramp. It doesn't have to include a sidewalk that leads up to the corner.
Can't they just stripe that for now, and then any time they have to redo, then you require the ADA?
I think we have to do the ADA when we do that.
Before you stripe it.
Yeah. So we'll have to put in the ADA ramps on either side of the crosswalk. That's not insurmountable. No,
I mean, that's it makes it even that much nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Though it does add to the water runoff. It's a nice little trough.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one curb that would be a problem because it has a sidewalk, I believe, up to it. The rest of them don't have anything around it.
We'd be building it in the first place. Yeah. But yeah, there might be one right here. I didn't really look too carefully.
It's on this side right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But by the gas station?
No, on the opposite side.
Oh,
I don't think there's any on the gas station. It's all gravel in there.
Is it?
Okay. No broken up concrete that could be taken out.
Okay.
That's a good start.
We'll do some refinements.
Okay.
The budget calendar. The budget committee is planning to meet on Tuesdays starting May 17th, and then the May 24th and May 31st.
So do we have to go to the budget committee for this, or we were told we went to city council with a recommendation? A request?
Well, the budget committee makes a recommendation to council, and so...
Well, you would submit this to the budget committee.
This is going to go in... Yeah, this is being submitted to the budget committee.
And then the council would look at it.
So what I was thinking was that when whatever date, and I can give you a heads up which date the parking fund projects would be discussed by the budget committee, I could give you a heads up on that.
And then we could go to that one.
And then you could go to that one. And then if the budget committee's on board with it, then that's going to be part of their recommendation to council, and it should be more or less a done deal at that point.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be important to be to that, because if there's any questions, you can clear that up.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's I expect the questions to come up at budget committee.
Mm-hmm. I hope they do.
Because that's when this stuff's looked at in more detail.
Yeah.
The city council leans heavily on the budget.
Well, they're just looking at the zeros in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's over. I mean, most of them are on the budget committee anyway.
So if you can just let us know
when
that would
date.
Be.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do that. I just, That hasn't been pinned down yet.
Okay.
Just wanted on collections, we have a number of businesses that have not paid, and so I'm having our finance department pull a list together, and we're going to send a second invoice out. So that's all. I just want to give you a heads up.
How much has been collected?
I don't have a number. I'd have to get that for you.
50% of them, or you're talking less than that? They haven't paid.
You know, I didn't try to tally it up, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was close to 50%. So,
of course, this is a bad time of year to be collecting too, right after the winter and business down.
So, if they don't pay, what are the consequences for them? Because we tried to write that into that whole thing.
When it was to be part of the business license, that was one thing, and it's not on the business license this time because our district wasn't in force until after the licenses were paid. So it's a separate billing. Next year it will go at the same time.
But in terms of consequences, we'll have to look into that and decide on what that, you know, what that means. Well, I mean, we certainly can go after them to get payment.
Well, if it's part of the business license, they don't get the next year's business license.
It wasn't for this last year.
No, but it will be next time, so that's all.
I know we did build some consequences in.
I know, we did. Because there were no consequences for not paying the payment in lieu of providing parking. And people just didn't pay it. And that's So that was one of the reasons that we wrote it up the way we did. I think they should be charged interest. I think, a certain time frame and... Mm-hmm.
I guess at this juncture, we probably ought to just try the second round of invoicing and see how many we pick up at that point.
Yeah.
And then just kind of chip away at it. And then, those that ignore that round, then, ramp it up. And we can talk about what that is. I don't believe that there was a specific ramification language in the district, but there certainly is enforcement language in the city's municipal code. That could be utilized.
Well, I read in the paper not too long ago that they're finally starting to enforce payment of parking tickets that haven't been paid, to the tune of over $1 million or something. They just weren't collecting. You get a parking fine, and you went to court, and you were assigned that fine. But if you didn't pay it, there was no big
consequences.
Deal. No consequences.
They got backlogged. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously backlogged.
I wasn't at the last meeting, but what happened on the parking lot, Don Davis Park? Just forget about that one.
We didn't actually talk about that at the last meeting.
Because I thought that would be a pretty cheap fix for a temporary lot. But
yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be gone if we don't do something.
I don't know, Doug. I don't know. How come that slipped off the...
I don't know. Radar. Is it on our list?
No, it's
not on our list at all? I don't know how that happened. Because that...
See, Meredith took a picture of the drawing they did and the cost. I think it was $5,000.
I don't know
Here it is, number four, temporary parking back lockers.
Oh, okay.
But evidently, it's been narrowed down to just these three.
Boy, that would be such a good, it seems like a very cost-effective way to really...
very inexpensive.
Yeah, well, the way you graphed it out, it was very easy to do.
Yeah, well, it's a cheap job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's instant.
Yeah.
I think we should put it...
So maybe it kind of got lost here in number six.
Probably too late now, but I think...
I don't know that it's too late.
That would take care of all that parking on that end of town.
Do you know what we're talking about, Derek?
No, I'm reading.
Well, right at Don Davis Park, there's a little street comes in, First Street, dead end. Mm-hmm. And from there, I believe it was 100 feet to the south and then 100 feet to the west. We're talking about just leveling that, putting in a gravel base 8 inches deep and as a temporary employee parking lot. And you'd have to enter from First Street right off of Cliff.
And these are privately owned?
No, that Don Davis owns that.
Or
the Don Davis Park is part of that. There's just a grassy
lawn
out there.
People park there somewhat now, just on the grass.
Right.
On the one end. And the idea is that the long-term thing is it would be like a sculpture parking park.
Right.
But because the public art group hasn't really started going yet to choose the art, and we need to have that design. We were thinking just a temporary gravel.
Well, that's the thing. You're not committing anything there.
Right.
You're just creating a good spot to park, and then they can tear it up if they want, or whoever, whatever you decide amongst the two of you.
And it was my understanding it wasn't being graveled all the way from first to
only 100 feet. You still have another 100 and some feet to the street, so I mean, there's plenty of room to do something
else. Plenty of place for art.
Yeah.
And that's a very inexpensive fix. When even if it, we can't really designate for employee parking, we can encourage it, but for other people,
The employees are going to be there first anyway before the tourists come in.
Right.
And so they get in their park, and whatever's left, the tourists can use.
Yeah.
Because it gets crowded down there during the season.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Yep. Anyway, I didn't see that on there. Well, I saw it on the back.
It just slipped right through for us. Yeah.
So is this bike lockers that you want down there?
No, the graveling.
Just gravel it.
Yeah, half of it, basically.
100 by 100 foot section.
Do you have that?
I don't have it.
Drawing that you did?
No, I left that there. Meredith has a copy of that. She took a copy of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I believe it was $5,000 is what we figured for excavator to come in and level it and then put the base on it. It was all 1.5 inches.
And wasn't there also included a 6-foot buffer between the sidewalk and the parking?
Right, there's a transformer right at the corner of First and Cliff that's in about 6-8 feet, and we figured just leaving a parking strip so people wouldn't be just driving across from the street into there, and they could decorate that with bushes or shrubs or whatever. That way you'd have to come in from first.
Right.
You know, another thing I think is so critical is those planter boxes. We talked about having a gardener or do some work on those things. Just
they're awful.
They're so huge. And they're just awful.
They are
so prominent in the overall look of things.
Where's that?
All those big
just
concrete
on
planters.
Oh,
those
hosts.
And they also leak that green, slimy algae. Mm-hmm. They just look so
but that gross. Was part of, I thought, well, trying to improve across from the arch and that.
I'll try to find that now.
Is Meredith gone now?
Yeah, she's gone. So, but I have the file, so
I got another lot in mind.
Another lot in mind, other than this one?
Yeah.
We're on to you.
Well, I'll try to track down that map and see it kind of diagrammed out. You guys diagrammed out where you think the work should occur, what area should be graveled.
She should have that in the file.
I'm
here.
Sure she
yeah,
has.
That's it. I'll try to track it down.
Well, here. Don Davis Park right here. Here's Cliff comes out.
Mm-hmm.
First is a little stub street that just, where is it? Right here, I think, comes in here. This would be right on that corner right in here. And just come over about 100 feet from this First Street over this way. We'd have an 8-foot planter area here and then 100 feet this way. And you still have space between here and the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was fairly level. It's a little low in the center, but by the time he scrapes that out and then he put a base in, I think it was 8 inches.
Okay.
So you might take a look at that because that transformer and all that stuff can't be moved, and that's where you would come in right around that.
All right. We'll talk to Jim Portiva about it too, Park and Rec.
But I think for this year we just want bare bones basic, and then we're going to plan a really nice sculpture park.
Right.
And parking area, but we don't. But just keep it really low budget, temporary.
That's low as you
pilot. Right. Yeah.
And I think that the art committee wouldn't be too upset because we're not trying to take over that whole parking lot.
No, you're going to have to work with it. It's doable.
Yeah.
The other thing is, could you get somebody else to take my position on this committee?
On this committee?
What?
Yeah.
Doug!
I have 1,000 things to do, and it's just, I'm getting buried.
But you're so good.
No.
You have such great input.
Well, I can help you out whenever you want. I just, time-wise meetings and then the other thing on the application, it says that you have to be in consensus with the rest of the committee on certain items. And when Meredith was here, I couldn't do it. And that was one main reason. I mean, I figure we could have had a lot for $45,000, but when she gets done with it, it's $70,000 because of mitigation. And these things here are hurting the city. When you all looked at that lot. And I mean, if you want to put a park in there, that's fine, but to call it a wetland and not be able to utilize it for our purpose.
Well, but those weren't her rules. Those are federal or state.
That would mean that everything in Newport would be a wetland.
It is.
What
it
are
is.
Those plants?
I'll tell you what. I have friends with property on the bayfront, and they own a cliff on the north side. There's skunk cabbage on a vertical north side. There's springs coming out all over the cliff along the bayfront. It's a wetland.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the skunk cabbage is there. And
then why should they have to pay taxes on it? You're a planner, you know it's getting worse all the time. I mean, the restrictions on doing anything with your property, and I'm to the point where I'm thinking about just selling everything and getting out of the city.
That's not Meredith's
got to that
fault.
Point. Well, it, part of it is, because when the city hires somebody and you try to get something done, and every time you turn around, you can't do it. It's real, you know, it's not very progressive.
Well, you know,
I mean, this is just the way I feel. I know everybody else has different ideas, but when you spend as much time as we have on this project, and this is all we've got done, well, in that amount of time, I think we could do it faster and get it done, but you can't because you've got to go through these steps, and I'm getting too old for that.
It's more complicated, more and more complicated to
right.
get stuff done.
When we have this economy we have,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to have any money left for this city. This city is going broke. And everybody thinks, well, we've got all this money coming in from taxes. These people aren't going to be paying their taxes. And you're going to have more foreclosures. Go uptown. I mean, mm-hmm. those people are paying taxes on something that's empty, and they can't afford that. So. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon, it's, you know, I don't like to see it, but nothing's turning it around.
That's a tough economy.
Yeah.
And
when you raise the systems development charge from 3,000 to 11,000, man, that puts a kibosh in it.
You know,
I mean, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's just like the project behind my place.
Mm-hmm.
And when the city council goes and looks at it, the mayor's there, and it's a blatant violation of that contract, and they don't go after the money. You know, to me, 40-some thousand bucks is some money. But when they don't do anything about it, because I went to the city council that time and mm-hmm. asked them, and nothing's been done.
I wonder if anything's been done since that one.
I doubt it. But when you can throw away that kind of money, well, I can't go along with it.
Well, so. What you've volunteered so far has been invaluable.
Well,
it really has.
I tried to help. I mean,
you
I've
have.
Been trying to do this
you've
for years and years.
But you've given us a really good foundation to work on. And I do understand what you're saying with your time.
Yeah. Well, you get frustrated after a while. And
at least we have the flavor that you've given us, and we've learned. We've learned a lot from you.
Well, you know, if I can be of any help, I just don't want to be committed to.
But we can call on you if we
yeah.
need you.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it would be better if somebody else came in and took my position.
Well, we can put a recruitment out if you
okay.
want to do that.
All right. But no, anytime, give me a call, and I'll still work on getting.
Will you come to the budget meeting if necessary?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Good.
And I'll get those. You know, keep after him to get those specs on.
Oh, good.
But he's saying that PUD has all those poles.
Yeah, if we're going to switch to the taller lighting, we may not need that.
Well, no, I mean, even that. See, I was trying to get the Shakespeare diagram that's in Nye Beach so it matches exactly. But you're saying that PUD has those? Because, see, it was a contractor that provided those before. They changed on that urban renewal deal.
Well, that's my
what they originally figured. And then when they come out with the Shakespeare, that was King and King that provided those.
Okay.
And I don't know,
PUD, the way they sounded, they didn't want to get involved in that.
This is one of their standard poles. But that's 14 down, foot
downtown on 101.
They're the same as Nye Beach, I thought.
You know, I'm having a hard time visualizing right
now. But see, they make a whole bunch of different. I mean, the bases are all sure. They've got probably six or seven different designs.
No, I understand. I'm what you're saying.
And we've got to get the exact one to match those if we're going to do it. You know, to match the others. So I'll keep working on that. Now what? See, they don't have a brand name on that.
Just says ornamental.
Could you check and see if that is a Shakespeare brand?
Shakespeare brand? Okay, I can talk to Troy about it.
Okay. Because if it is, then that would probably be the same match.
My assumption is you guys want that 14-foot pole on the north side.
12-foot poles, but...
Well, you're going to have better lighting with 14. Mm-hmm. It spreads it out further on the street. Mm-hmm.
And Wendy and I were just talking, I think it would be really, really critical to get the dark sky lighting. And do that originally so we don't have to retrofit them.
A lot of money.
But how much more? How many poles are we talking about?
We need to just talk to Troy
I need to talk to Troy. Find out how many poles are going to be needed on the north side.
It's cheaper if you're going to do it, it's cheaper to order them that way than it is retrofit meters.
I don't think the PUD is going with that. I don't.
Nope.
That's not part of their vocabulary right now. Even if it exists,
it should be.
Then we have to take over. The city has to take over the contract. But it always helps to ask him again. Mm-hmm. And then he also said, "And we can always go to the board of directors of PUD and try to get them to have a different policy."
Okay. Now here's the other thing you can do. You can say, "Okay, we're going to provide our own poles or dark sky lighting.
Yeah.
We're going to pay for that." Now, you don't charge us $28 a month payoff on these things. You charge us $10 or whatever.
And that's how it would have to be set up.
Right.
The issue then turns over to the city and our public works department gets getting a little bit nervous about how many different pole styles we're having to maintain.
And then you're going to maintain them. That's
because then we have to have spares and inventory and it just drives our costs up.
That's why they figure $28. Right.
But how many, because the city does have that agreement on the bayfront, and then in...
That's a different light.
That's the city buys that, keeps it in inventory, right? And then how many other areas have different lighting? Is it South Beach then?
The stuff in Marine Science Drive, the poles are the bayfront style pole. It's just the LED heads on those are going to be different, so we're going to have those that are different. And we ended up going with bollards down there, so that's a new wrinkle. So we have but those bollards weren't too bad. I think about $500 a piece.
Yeah.
You were saying that the Bayfront has a more sturdy pole than the one we have.
Mm-hmm. Those are heavy duty poles down there. They're expensive though. They cost a lot. That's the flip side of going custom.
And that's the ones that have that curve and the arm. Mm-hmm. The curved arm lights.
And aren't they mounted up against the buildings?
You can mount them that way.
There are lots of different options in terms of what you can do with those. And,
it'd be nice to get the ones on Beach Drive.
And Marine Science, we're doing some double-headed poles, too, so we're coming up two different directions. But I think looking at something... At this juncture, where we're at in the budget process, I would suggest stick with the PUD's standard specs for this project. The discussion about changing out lighting generally to a different style, I think, is a bigger conversation than this, but that's my two cents.
Well, what Kathy and I were talking about, just getting a dark sky fixture up here, because the PUD has switched over like three or four times from the original globe there, the acorn thing.
Yeah.
And the way the light comes out and the wattage, they used to have two wattages. They used to put up shields, mm-hmm. and they had a metal decorative stuff on that acorn globe. Now they're going to all plastic, higher wattage, no shield. I mean, and anyway, if we could just find something that fits on that pole. And they're swapping out that the actual globe.
So it's actually
part.
More expensive if it's higher wattage than what it started being?
I think it's because for the sake of simplicity, it's
we can
just
look into
what
that.
It is. But it would be, I think we're okay with the fixture, but just the dark sky, and for people who live, whose houses are right with these 14-foot poles, they're too
right
bright.
Out of the bedroom.
They used to...
Yeah. The one there in Nye Beach, right there at the Puffin, mm-hmm. Well, that goes right into those bedrooms.
I'm
and
sure
we
it
have those little blinds. It goes right through. We have to put different window dressing up
yeah.
now. Keep
and the dark
out.
Skylight would eliminate that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add that to the conversation with Troy then, which is all I need to take a look and see what that manufacturer is and see if there's an option first before I even talk to them about it.
I think a lot of these things are, they just haven't developed it mm-hmm. yet, but it's kind of there, it's on their radar, like I know more LED is, but something, not everything's available, LED, and then
It's becoming more
skin.
More common.
Everything is going that way.
Yeah, that's LED is the trend, and...
So you have a problem on your household stuff, if you have some little candelabra-based lamps, well, they're having to change those to LED now. And trying to get all this compact into this
oh.
little base is a real problem. And to get it physically where an incandescent would fit, well, they're having problems. But they're going to let you use the incandescents until, you know, the industry's come up with something.
Well, anyway, I think the dark sky is getting more prevalent.
Well, there are states in the country that's their...
That's a state law.
Yeah.
It's going to be real dark when they can't afford the power.
Then we won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. But I'm really concerned about the economy. I mean, I just don't see where this money is going to come from to operate these cities and counties. I know what the state's doing. They want to do away with Measure 50. And I asked them why, and they said, well, it's to pay for PERS. Well, the money's got to come from somewhere, but that, you know, that's going to hurt everybody.
What's Measure 50?
That's when they limited the
property tax.
Oh. Back in the, what was it, early
early
90s. 90s, yeah.
Derek,
where they could only go 3% a year over that value at that time,
right.
Which has kept your property taxes down. But
speaking of property
you no longer voted on school budgets.
Yeah.
What would it take for when street vacations are granted that the city could charge for the value of the property?
A change in state law.
Uh-huh. Oh, that.
Yeah, the city, when rights of way are dedicated to a jurisdiction like a city or a county, they're for road purposes only,
mm-hmm.
and you can think of them in terms of an easement, and so it's to the benefit of the public for construction of a road or sidewalks or whatever, but if the public doesn't need it, the state law is set up that land with a street vacation accrues back to the adjacent properties, and so we can't charge for that. As a matter of law, then it would just become part of their parcel again. So that's why it would be a change in state law.
Mm-hmm.
Those rights of way would have to be treated differently, and there's never really been much of a push for that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if the city owns something fee outright, that's a different matter. If something's been conveyed to us and we just happen to choose to use a portion of it per road, that's a different matter, but that's not that common. Most of it's dedicated right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the best I can do for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I thought it was a state, I thought it was a state thing, but I was just checking.
So, next meeting date?
Well, what about, I wonder, what, Kathy?
No, do we need to meet again before we go to a budget committee meeting? To get this information back from you, probably, yes.
I think it would be good to have one just to polish it up and get our lot in there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll have some figures by then.
Yeah, so, yeah, brief meeting before, so probably 2 weeks out, so I'd be looking at this point.
Tuesday the 26th?
Same
okay.
time?
Mm-hmm, 9 o'clock.
Doug, do you want to go to that one, or when do you want to do this transition?
Make it easy on whenever, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Want me to be there 26?
Sure.
Okay.
And we'll just get the recruitment going. And
be nice to have you there, Doug, because you've been through this whole process.
Well, I enjoyed most of it, but there's, you know, just some things that I feel like wasting my time
like Linda said, I think you're.
I have trouble with the, you know, going through the bureaucracy, and I like to get things done.
Well,
and
yes.
I know,
but the bureaucracy
you can't go any faster.
It is what it is.
It's true. I know, and you know what? It's like I've been working on with Dustin Kittle is just the amount of blackberries over the sidewalk. But he said nobody can even go cut that back because technically the property owner has jurisdiction over the sidewalk and he has to go through all the steps. He said by summer I'll get it cut
off. Isn't that just amazing?
But this is, in the past, Public Works has from time to time just cleared sidewalks on private property.
Yeah. How did they do that then?
I don't know, but it's just seems like if the city could have some policy or some way on a major thoroughfare, not going onto the property, but just cutting what is in the public right-of-way, I wouldn't be so frustrated because you know how long we've talked about that brush from the time we met and Dustin.
But if it's on your own property, they can make you cut it.
Well, he's going to do that, but it just takes...
And the guy lives in Dubai that he's trying to contact. So.
But then he hadn't sent him any threatening note till he was supposed to do it this week. Anyway, he's, but it's do you know if there's some way, or should I talk to Public Works?
Go over there with a sprayer and put a little bit of crossbow on it. It works great. Now that's the way you take care of business.
The city certainly can maintain its rights of way, and to the extent that a sidewalk is in a right of way, and that's not always a given. Usually it is, but it's not always a given. The sidewalk's actually in a right of way. We can maintain the vegetation around that.
This is pretty obvious.
Dustin's, you know, again, you know, when you're dealing with individual properties, it's not always clear where the right-of-way ends and the private property begins. And we always do try to work with property owners on getting some of these things done. But if a push comes to shove, if there's a safety issue that's, and it's in the right-of-way, the city can take care of it.
Well, it's hanging out over the sidewalk at least 3 feet.
Yeah.
So if they could just take it back to the edge of the concrete on the sidewalk, that should be fairly easy. We're talking
about.
Well,
the city maintains the sidewalk, so that's their job.
Well,
sidewalks are up to the property owner.
Maintained by the property owner.
Property owner.
Actually, isn't it to the middle of the street?
I need a sidewalk.
And then you're going to get to maintain it. You're going to get one.
Well, I guess it's not. I mean, I think it's pretty critical with Greenstone Inn up the hill and people. We want people to walk
and
down,
and it's just they push baby strollers and all kinds of stuff up and down.
And you know what?
The pushback on landscaping that you'll get from Public Works, and it's a fair point, is they're not in a position to do landscape trimming for every property owner in the city. I mean, that's the concern. That's the slippery slope that you.
Let's just go over there with some cutters and cut it.
Well, yeah.
Be done. How do you want to do it?
I mean, they're hard-pressed to get their other normal stuff done.
July.
That's the only way to get it done.
I know, I would. But, what I had thought is ideally if we had a process, like in the city or in the parking district that said if something's blocking the right-of-way, we, like, notify the property owner, and then if they don't do it within the specified time, we can request Public Works, and then they charge the property owner a reasonable amount.
How about you do it this way? Through the parking district, what if you did it this way? Instead of engaging Public Works, you guys identify areas where you want to have this stuff done. Come up with a work party. Mm-hmm. Do the notice you're talking about. Say, hey, look, you know, we're going to do a work party within our business district to clear spaces and all this stuff. And we've identified that, you know, some vegetation on your property that's sitting on the sidewalk. And if you don't take care of it prior to this day, just a heads up, we're going to be coming through and doing this stuff and do it that way.
That's what we do up the river. We have a little Switzerland road that comes down there for about a mile and a half, 2 miles. And in the spring, we just put out a notice that, hey, we're going to have a work party.
Work
and take
party.
My big dump truck down there. We go along, throw all the old branches. And if there's any trash along there, throw it in. And in about a half a day, we've got it all done.
Yeah. Well, and I like that idea, Derek, because that makes this even, it has more teeth. I mean, we are a group. We are a parking district. We're collecting money. These are the things that we can do to kind of police ourselves rather than waiting for all the paperwork to get done through the city. And I like that idea.
And you're going to ask 50 people and five are going to show up.
And it's going to be probably
a
spot.
Well, that's the whole thing with like the flooding like this. And
yeah.
And look, know how many people showed up at those two meetings you had. There's one time and two
pathetic.
The other, three the other time. You know, they get all excited, but they don't want to participate.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And it would be very easy for us. You know,
how much notice do people have to be given for us to do that? 30 days?
Well, 2 weeks would be the minimum I would go.
For what?
For just a notice. Give them a heads up.
To clear the brush?
Just do it.
I think sending a notice out.
Well, you have to give them a notice if you're doing the sidewalk.
Because
just to cover your backside.
You know what? Dustin went through that. I mean, he's going very cautiously.
Yeah, but he has.
If he ever has to go to play.
Well, I think it's not a formal notice in the sense of something like an enforcement or anything like that. It's more of a heads up. You know, we're doing a work party. You're invited to participate. You know, we're going to be doing the work party up here and there.
Oh, you're talking about the people
going to
volunteer.
Well, I'd send it out to everybody.
Or the people you're going to do the cutting on.
It'd be the cutting on.
I mean, we'd have to notify the people. We can't just go in and cut their bushes.
Why not? I mean, you're just doing it along the sidewalk.
No,
well,
you can't.
I know, but you can't.
You can't.
Well,
let's talk about this point.
Yeah, I think
something for us to make sure that we're not illegal.
Yeah,
and
we're not illegal.
I mean, it's a work party, and it's just a courtesy to let people know that it's going to be happening, and who's doing it, and why, and
identify where
and where, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing for us to talk about as a merger group too.
And you don't have to say individual. You can just say, look, we're going to be doing a work party, and these are the things we're going to be doing: clearing
the sidewalks,
clearing the sidewalks, and yada yada yada. And it's going to be from in this area, and we're going to be doing
such and
such.
We're
going to
do the stairway by the back, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's a big project.
And filling some of the broken concrete in front of Terry's place. Since, I mean, it's his job to keep that sidewalk up, but it's busted down pretty badly.
And if you guys need equipment or things of that nature, let me know. We can certainly talk to Park and Rec and Public Works.
We can
talk
about that tomorrow with the merchant.
We can. And it might be good for us to just walk the area. And you've already done that once, but do it again and show the hazards.
But yeah, I think doing it as a work party would be the way to go.
The along with sidewalks being blocked, Bruce's laundry trucks.
Back again. Yeah.
And I'm so tempted to talk to Dustin. Bruce and his big laundry trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They park out. He started duck talking. He started they're out in the middle of the sidewalk.
Well,
by the building or by the parking
lot? No, in the parking lot.
There is a problem with the sidewalk. The sidewalk that comes from in front of Rain Dance and stops across from you sticks out further than the sidewalk where Bruce parks. So is the sidewalk really supposed to be in the street?
It would be nice if it is supposed to be in the street.
They don't line up.
No, they don't.
The problem he has is you have employees, and I don't care how hard you try to get them to do something, they're going to do what they're going to do, and it may not be him. Because I know the guys that work on those trucks, they're running them in and out. It's not Bruce, so. And, you know, he's a little upset with the city anyway, so do you want to stir it up, or you might?
Well, he was willing to pull him back off the street as much as he could.
Yeah, he did for a while, but that's why I'm saying it may not be him that keeps moving out unless there's
so a maybe we could install some pipe in front of where those trucks park, so that the drivers can see them.
Oh, I was talking the other side of the street. You're talking about
it doesn't matter which side. It's still, you know, those
if it's
trucks.
The parking lot side, those guys are pulling up to it, and if they're over, they may not be able to see that they're over the sidewalk.
Well, they know where they're parking. Yeah.
So maybe we'll
put some poles there.
Yeah, if we have our work party, we can brainstorm ideas or something. But that's just like they're out in the middle of the sidewalk a lot.
But I think part of the problem there is the length of the truck, because the back end of that truck is up against the building.
But also in the gravel parking lot, they're out there too, along with the black areas.
Well, those doors swing out, and they have to have room to get those open when they open the backs.
Well, we can talk about that. Coming in down there also, that's selling chocolate. And those trucks park the wrong way. So
and
their
spew
exhaust,
the exhaust
goes right
into the
businesses.
Factory.
And three restaurants now.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's some way to make him park the correct way. Have his driver.
Well, it's just something we need to work on.
They can come
on.
Around Alpine Street. Oh, no, they don't. They'll come quite far
well,
south.
Maybe he likes fudge. Maybe Bruce likes fudge.
Okay. Well, let's recap.
Of course, have a retired Newport City police officer in that building. I'm sure he'll take care of it.
Give him a box of those Bailey's bonbons. Mellow him out.
All right, just real quick, I'll recap. Then what I'll do is I'll talk to Public Works about striping. And whether or not that needs to be parsed out as a separate project or some portion of that. In terms of the sidewalk and lighting work, I'll be contacting Troy. I need to confirm what that pole manufacturer is and whether or not there's a fixture top that we can go with that's dark sky compliant. And get a cost on what it's going to take to run decorative lighting from Coast and I on the north side of 3rd Street. And then we'll rework our cost estimate on the sidewalk work so that that's that north-south combo we were talking about. And then I need to come up with or find the plan that you guys put together for some gravel at Don Davis Park for parking. And we'll try to rework that into, and we'll get that reworked into modified numbers for our next meeting. I'll be getting them to David in advance so that they're in the budget document.
Okay.
And then we'll get a recruitment started for vacancy on the advisory committee. And we have a next meeting date then at 9 a.m. on April 26th.
And the budget meeting is?
Budget meeting will be, the first one will be the 17th of May. And then there'll be at least two more after that.
Is that a daytime or evening meeting?
Good question.
They start at 5:30.
It should be the evening.
Yeah.
They have been an evening in the past. So I would expect.
Are they here?
Yes, it'll be here.
7:30.
And then, oh, also, Derek, the second notices for collection funds are going out.
I'll follow up with you for the date that the actual parking fund budget will be discussed,
okay.
And I'll get you the date and time at that point.
Okay.
So, because I don't know if it's going to be the 17th, 24th, or 31st at this juncture. Because I haven't seen the schedule yet.
Okay. And then the notices are going out again for
who
haven't paid yet.
Yes, and that's correct. I'll be working with finance on getting a second round of invoices out.
And can you find out also how much is actually in the fund at this point?
Sure.
That would be nice to know.
Okay.
If you look at Meredith's file, that drawing and the price will be in there for that parking lot.
Okay.
And she made up some really great maps for us, too. That they are probably in that file as well.
Okay.
They're all laminated, and they're all different areas. Very helpful.
All right.
We don't want to lose those.
Dollars collected. Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.